The pain, man. The pain, Rob. The pain of what we go through as kids. The pain of the life experiences.
Yes, sir.
And what's healing for the pain is to talk about it. Sometimes you don't even know it really bothers you until you talk about it and get it out of you.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about this song by Rhapsody. She's talking about the pain, experiences, things that we've done in life, things that have happened to us in life. And we try to go on and making it seem like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Trying to suppress it. So there's a young girl from Muskegon who had a life experience that we wouldn't wish on anybody.
Absolutely.
She suppressed it. And but she stood up one day. It was like it was enough, and stood up. And fortunately for her, she probably saved other folks because she stood up. Amy Hawk did a story about Precious, and the story is about 12 pages.
Yeah.
And so it's gonna, but I need you to Muskegon to read this story. It's about a 20-minute read.
Yeah,
it's a good read. Rob, paraphrase some of the things that you read, man.
Things were rough with her father. Her father was molesting her over the years, and she was told not to speak, not to talk. She was also basically locked in a room, locked away from her brothers and the rest of her family. She wasn't able to watch television very much. She went to school. She got bullied. Then when it came out in the news that her father had been molesting her all these years and stuff, and she went through what she went through, even some of the bullies had, I guess, came back to her that was her classmates and tried to be nice to her. And, you know, she was known as a fighter, as the fighter, because she used to fight, I guess, getting her anger out of what had done happened to her ever since she was a little girl. The pain of it all. So,
wow, we want to welcome to the show. She is in a safe place right now. We want to welcome Precious McBride to the show. How you doing today, Precious?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good, good, good. Glad you're okay. I just want to commend you first of all, like I told you over on the phone, for having the courage to stand up to what you have been through and to talk about it.
Yeah.
Everybody can't do that. No, everybody can't do that. But I commend you on that. And
okay.
How old are you now?
Oh, I just turned 30 in August.
Oh, okay. You still a baby. We OGs up here, so you still a baby.
Yeah, we always dirt. I'm dirt, and he's sand.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So what made you want to talk about this?
Well, I've been in groups for many years, and I've been expressing my feelings in a little small group, and I had it in my heart over the years that I would like to share my story, but at the same time, I had to also go through some healing. I had to read the Bible, attend church, surround myself by good people, and the Spirit, you know, it walked me through. So God told me one day that it's going to be time, and now it's time.
Mm.
And I would like to share my story.
Wow. Wow. When did all this happen? When did all this start for you as a kid?
What part start? Like the healing part or
the abuse?
Oh, I was 7 years old when everything started that I can remember. You know, that was tragedy. I was 7 years old.
And it stopped when?
Around age 14 when he got locked up.
When he got locked up, and during that time period, was there anybody that could have helped you, but just maybe just was not paying attention?
I told a lot of people in the family that he was, and a lot of people tried to keep it on the hush. And my mom, she was always in denial and didn't want to bring it back up. So it was a lot of when the situation happened when he went to prison. a lot of people was coming to me acting all fake and stuff. Was like, we tried, and I'm like, there's no way you guys tried.
Mm.
So,
wow.
If you hear a child crying out, you should help. And that goes to everybody that's out there listening.
Right.
So
you kept a journal. When did you start keeping
several
a journal?
Several journals.
When did you start keeping a journal?
I was like 13, really, when I really started. And it took, I wrote down everything he's done to me, whether it's at night or throughout the day. And I'll write that down and put a date on it in my initials.
Mm.
And it added up to about 3 or 4 journals before I passed them on to the detective during the time he was arrested.
Wow. Wow. That was smart. Did somebody tell you should do that? Or you just decided to do it on your own?
I actually did it on my own because I was always in my room. I didn't have nothing else to do, you know? And I had to find a way out that I can save myself, you know, without... Because when nobody else believed in me at the time. I'm young. People think I'm disabled, you know?
Reading,
save myself.
Reading the article, you were told to play what, the dumb role?
The who role?
Play a role. You were told to play a role, act like you couldn't talk.
I had to play slow, or I would have my social disability cut off through my parents. If I tried to act smart or anything.
So you were taking care of the household?
Yep.
As well as getting abused.
Exactly.
Wow. What kind of advice can you give out to kids right now who might be trapped and don't know what to do?
I'll tell them to run to someone they trust, like a police officer or a teacher, and just really run, you know? I can't tell them to run to a family member because I know how hard that can get.
Hmm. Wow. Is your family supporting you now?
No, I've been away from my parents for some years now. I was adopted into Mitch and Natalie's family since I was 15, all the way until now, so.
That's good. Wow. On the phone line, Precious McBride is on the phone line. You can find her story on, we posted on Facebook, we posted on my personal page. How has life been for you now since you got out of that situation?
Since I got out of that situation, I done been really all on the West Coast. You know, I done moved to California. I done been to Huntington Beach. I done been to Fountain Valley, which is Orange County area. I done been over here in Oregon. I done see what Washington's like. So life has been great. Take care of my son, raising him. So it's beautiful.
That's good. Is there any other advice you can give out to kids?
I just want to let everybody know it's never too late. You know, it is never too late. What comes in dark comes to light, you know?
Does it feel better talking about it now? Does it feel okay talking about it?
I feel great talking about it because I know there are millions of people out there that need to hear this. And God told me to share his glory. It's not for me. It's for him. And to help people.
Mm. What's been the response since the article came out?
Whew. a lot of people have came to me and said I'd have done a great thing and I'd have helped them out. I've talked to a few women about some stuff and helped them make it through, and it's wonderful. I'm happy that I could be that, you know.
What stood out to me in Big Rob, we're fathers, and we have a problem with, of course, sexual abuse. We're definitely against that, I'm not as forgiving as you might be, and that's good. You're a better person.
Period.
You're a better person than I am. But you mentioned about bullying, that the kids were bullying you at school at one time.
Yeah, that was all the time, especially when you were in them classes. You get bullied all the time.
Because you were quiet.
So, yeah, and I didn't talk. You know, I have my reasons why I want to act normal.
Mm. Wow. Did they ever come back and apologize to you?
Yes, a lot of people have. Yes.
Wow. Precious, have you started like a page where people can keep in contact with you and hear your story? Obviously, this is going to be you opening up about this and go on public, you're going to be again invited to speak, I'm sure, at a lot of places. And
I haven't opened up no page yet. I never thought about that part. I'm just using Facebook for now.
Okay. Okay. Well, I tell you what, I really appreciate you talking to us and opening up about this. It's, as men, I just find it hard to just, it really hits me in my soul to know that this is happening right in our backyard.
Yeah.
It just, and I don't know the perpetrator. I don't know your father. But it just, it's bothering knowing that this is happening, not just in other community. This is happening in the black community. And, and we seem to be in denial about that. Seem to be in denial. So hoping your story would open up some eyes. You told your mom about it, but she was in denial, right?
Yep, exactly.
She saw the journals, but still was in denial.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Is Precious, are you planning on writing a book about this stuff, like gathering up, seeing if the police will let you gather up your journals and turn them over to a writer so that they could write your story?
I was wondering about that. Do they still have it, or is there a way I could access that? But I still have all my stories still. I just didn't put it all on that article, but I still have written one.
Wow.
Now, also, is your father out of prison, or is he still in prison, or is he getting out soon?
Yes, he's out. He's out.
And your mom, is she still alive?
Yep, she is.
Wow. And one other question. What kept you strong from the age 7 to 14?
The only thing I could think of is God, you know? That's all I could think of.
All right, Precious. I'm not going to take too much of your time. I noticed it's all new. This story just came out a couple of days ago. And I know it's been shared several hundred times.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your inbox is hot. People want to talk to you.
Yes.
Wow. I commend you once again. Thank you. Anything you want to share to Muskegon, because you're thousands of miles away now. You're in a safe spot. Anything you want to share to this community?
Is there anything that I want to share now?
Yeah, to this community. Anything you want to say to this community?
What I want to say to the community, I just want the best. I just want everybody to wake up, try to save the people you can. Watch carefully to your children, who babysitting, daycare, all that. Just keep an eye on the kids.
There you go. All right, Precious. We'll be keeping in contact with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care, sweetie.
Yep.
All right, Muskegon. That's a real story. This is not no Hollywood script or movie. And, Rob, you know they have the Me Too campaign going on, this trend.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stories out there. Precious is just one of them, unfortunately. We're going to try to get Connie Nesbury on the phone line to offer some suggestions and some tips, some advice to the community. It's Afternoon Jams.